Let's stay with pain relief because there's been a lot of talk over the last past few years about the analgesic properties of medicinal cannabis, particularly cannabidiol, one of the two main active components of the plant. However, a trial of cannabidiol in acute low back pain carried out in the emergency department at the Austin Hospital in Melbourne has been disappointing. It was no more effective than a placebo. One of the authors of the accompanying commentary in the Medical Journal of Australia was Dr. Chris Hayes, who runs the Hunter Integrated Pain Service at the John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle. Welcome to the Health Report, Chris.
Norman, thank you for the invitation to the program.
So this was just a straightforward randomised trial. People came in with a really bad back to the emergency department at the Austin. They gave the treatments that they would normally give to control pain, and then on top they either gave cannabidiol or a placebo. Is that what happened?
That's right. Paracetamol and ibuprofen as a first pass. Then they gave the trial medication, which could have either been the cannabidiol or placebo, as you say, and there was the option of some rescue oxycodone as well.
That's an opioid.
What? Yes.
And just no effect?
And no effect or no different to the placebo effect, which is interesting. This was a very well-designed study. Quite rigorously done, all the nice double-blinding techniques and so forth. And so in contrast to other less well-designed studies, I think, so we need to listen carefully to the results of this one.
So you think it was a fair test?
I feel it was a fair test.
So
yes.
Having listened to the previous interview where you saw that variation, you're a pain specialist, so you're no stranger to paracetamol and ibuprofen and all these other pain relievers. How generalizable do you think this is across other pain types, acute pain types with cannabidiol?
Difficult to generalize, but I think, we don't know the answer to that question. So I think we do need to look at different types of acute pain, different models. They're not all the same. And I guess also I work mainly in the longer term pain. And so my sense is to be cautious about extrapolating, particularly to chronic pain as well.
So is there chronic pain is the, you know, is where you earn your money, so to speak.
Yes, exactly.
Is there any evidence that cannabidiol, and people have been touting cannabidiol, palliative care, chronic non-cancer pain, even in cancer pain. Is there any evidence at all in chronic pain?
None yet, no. There have been a number of trials done, not that many, and they have all drawn something of a blank. So, no. In fact, the only evidence that it really works is in the paediatric epilepsy group, the rare forms of paediatric epilepsy. Hence, that's what it's licensed for in Australia via the Therapeutic Goods Administration.
But hasn't the Therapeutic Goods Administration allowed it to be effectively over-the-counter in a pharmacy?
Yes, this is curious, and this is what my co-author and I were calling into question in our editorial, A Time to Reset Expectations, because it is curious to us that TGA have downscheduled it from requiring a medical prescription to over-the-counter availability in the pharmacy when there's really no evidence to say that it works other than in paediatric epilepsy, which is a complex condition, obviously, where I think it would be best prescribed by the doctor along with the multiple other anti-epileptic medications that that child may be taking.
Well, I mean, there's lots of stuff that the TGA kind of turns a blind eye to that's in the pharmacy that probably has no effect at all, you know, shelves and shelves of vitamins and supplements. Is this just one of those that they're saying, well, it doesn't work very well, but it doesn't do much harm, or does it do any harm?
Perhaps. I mean, this is the question that we were debating a little in the editorial. Certainly it seems to be less harmful than the other main cannabidiol, the other main cannabinoid, THC, so it's less likely to get people intoxicated or stoned. It seems less likely to have that psychosis trigger to schizophrenia. But particularly there seem to be potential problems with drug interactions is one of the angles that we were concerned about. So someone wandering in off the street to talk to a pharmacist and seek availability of this may well be on a group of other medications that can be interfered with considerably to cause harm. Could be opioid medication would be one thing, could be anti-epileptic medication. Could be any psychoactive drugs. All of these potentially complex interactions have been not particularly well studied. So there are concerns, but not well documented.
So is this a market in search for? Is this a drug in search for a market? You've got all these producers producing it and trying to find a place for it.
Yes, I think that is true. And because there are cannabinoid receptors at multiple sites throughout the body, I guess that goes to that point. And cannabidiol acts at a whole multitude of receptors. It has anti-inflammatory and immune modulating effects and so forth. And yes, it really is in search of an application.
Well, let's hope they find out one day that there is one. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Chris Hayes, who is director of the Hunter Integrated Pain Service at the John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle.